Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 47. Let's draw near to the most holy apartment. In order to understand the sanctuary service, two New Testament books about it must have their say, Hebrews and Revelation. The theme of Hebrews is perfection of character, to become like Jesus. It's not perfectionism, the heresy of flesh perfection, but it is the clear message of overcoming self and temptation as Christ also overcame. It will produce real flesh and blood people, sinners by nature, who appreciate how Christ condemns sin in the likeness of our sinful flesh. Romans does not mention the sanctuary, but the idea of learning to say no to temptation is there. It's also in Titus, chapter 2, verse 12, see New International Version. Hebrews says, let's get out of the cradle role, and leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Christ as high priest is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. And the new covenant completely supersedes the old. The conscience of those who believe in Jesus is to be purged, a deep work never before fully accomplished until the grand day of atonement. Let's draw near to the most holy apartment, our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. All who have died in the past must wait until God provides something better for us, which is that the God of peace will make you complete perfect, King James Version, in every good work to do his will, working in you. And Revelation completes the picture of what happens when the door into the most holy apartment is flung open. A great work is done by heavenly agencies never previously accomplished. A body of people learn to follow the Lamb wherever he goes, stand on Mount Zion singing a new song that no one else in history could learn, a people in whose mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Thus Christ can complete his work as high priest and return as King of kings and Lord of lords. Let's cooperate with him.